up, witches, and welcome to Witchin' a Bitchin' a Podcast. I'm your host, Darren.
And I'm Vicky. How are you all today? I hope you're doing really well in this in-between time between Christmas and New Year's.
That phrase is going to turn into like a whole paragraph by the
end. It is. It's just getting longer and longer.
All good. I've learned not to give you shade because otherwise the people on YouTube will come for me. So
yes.
I'm just kidding. They haven't really come for me, but the tribe has spoken. So I will be a good
they
little
have.
Witch now. Shush.
Yes. See? So I hope you're well.
So, guys, just very quickly before we start this episode, if you have not listened to last Wednesday's episode,
yes,
it's called 2020 Reflections. So if you haven't listened to it, then I want you to stop this episode in a moment.
Not yet.
Go
not
back and yet. Listen to it. And when you're finished with that episode, come back to this one, because the stuff we did last week is basically all about cleansing and purging and getting rid of.
Yeah. Preparing for this episode, basically.
Because in the last episode, we're basically just saying, fuck you, 2020. Goodbye. And then we're going to say, welcome, 2021. Hopefully you are the better, cooler, funkier sister, brother, sibling, person.
Whoever, we want you to be the nice, sunshining wonderfulness.
Yeah, get rid of that other sibling.
Yeah, we don't
I'm just
one.
Kidding. Even well, twin. Even though it's funny because we're
evil
saying
twin.
That, oh, that's actually my husband's nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris is called the evil twin because he's a twin. And it was a nickname he's had since, oh God, before my time. It was.
Oh, really?
I actually met him as evil twin.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And
let's
he
not
actually,
get rid of. Let's not get rid of him then. Let's not get rid of evil twin then. We want to keep him around.
He actually used to, he wanted to get his number plate to be EVLTWN, but it was already
gone. Oh,
that's
gone. Cool. Oh, that's a bit crap.
It's a bit poo. Yeah. But anyway, so.
I've
lost my train of thought.
I know. I was just thinking, what were we talking about?
Oh, that's what I was saying. So, because we're starting a fresh new year, I got myself a fresh new do.
I saw it looking very, very hot.
I'm allowing 2020 to fade out and allowing 2021 to fade in. Hence the fade.
The fade, both sides. I like that. That's good.
I only think of good ideas.
I know you do. You do.
Yeah, but on that note, quick shout out to Kiara and your lovely wife, Bianca. So Kiara was responsible for this do down at Frankie D's, which as random as it was, when I told Chris I was going to a local barbershop, he's like, oh, which one? And when I told him Frankie D's, he's like, I went there when I was 7 years old. I'm like, and then Kiara actually filled me in that Frank has actually been, he's owned that store for years, like long time. And so like, and now he has both his wife and his two kids, son and daughter, both all of them work there.
There's a full family
plus other people.
Yeah. But like, there's actually family members still there as well.
So on that note, just to call it out, like we've just come out of lockdown. So guys, support local business, support small business, and support local business, especially during this time of year. Like we've just had Christmas.
Definitely.
Now we've got New Year's coming up. Like, with all of the lockdown purchasing, I know I was supporting big corporation, being Amazon and all that kind of stuff, but where possible I tried to go to eBay, so at least I'm supporting like local people,
an individual
individuals, that's right, individual, like if they're on selling something, so rather than buying a new book, I bought it secondhand and this, that, the other, just to help the economy go as much as possible.
Doing our little bit, but it has, that's one thing that I've also noticed as well, that I'm making sure now that I'm a little bit more conscious of where I'm spending my money now.
Yeah.
I like to go to my little shops around the corner or little family businesses and things like that, because they're the people that would have been hit hardest by it all. So,
and as a small business owner.
Yeah, and that's right.
I understand. I understand what it feels like.
And I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Like we're all doing our own little thing, and it's not just pocketing somebody's big, next overseas trip or something. You're helping family.
No, you can help me for my next trip.
Yeah, that's right. You can bring it in this way. We want it this way. No, but you're helping families. And
and literally, so shout out to Frankie D's if you live in and around Cranbourne.
Hi!
Go to Frankie D's. So, and by the way,
love
I'm not paid for that endorsement.
No.
Just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there.
No, it's just like, yeah.
It is. It's a good thing to...
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Anyways, let's move on.
All right, let's get back to part two. Let's bring in the good stuff.
Yes. So we've done the exercises from last episode. It was all about writing letters and getting journaling and putting things down in writing and all that kind of stuff to kind of start getting the deep inner work done, so then you can bring all the nasties out of the closet, bring all the cobwebs out and everything else like that, get it on paper. But then once we've got that paper, Vicky, what are we going to do with that now? Because we have a full moon tomorrow night.
We do. Which
perfect
is,
time to do
which
shit.
Which is very, very auspicious timing. I'm like, yes, you couldn't really
full
do
moon on
better.
New Year's Eve.
Full like, moon. Woohoo!
You can't plan
I don't know
it
how that's going to be a bit crazy if you work in like an ER or something, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. Although
it's like
years,
a double whammy.
I wonder whether they do get... Anyway, let's not go there. Because, you know, I know on full moons, on full moons that normally...
Yeah,
like,
it's
know,
an actual thing.
Triple O and all of those, they tend to increase around full moons.
That's so what I was thinking. I'm like, they normally do anyway. And then chuck in New Year's Eve as well, which can
little
sometimes...
Little bit drunk hooligans.
I don't know about the whole social distancing and whatever, what it's supposed to be happening, but...
Oh, well.
Who knows?
Are we really socially distancing anymore? I mean, we should be, but...
Of course we are.
Yes, right?
yes, we are.
God. So I actually went to a shopping mall and I completely forgot my mask. And it was like completely forgot. Lucky for me, the store I needed to go to was literally just inside the door. So I kind of quickly ducked in. And as I got there, I'm like, do you want me to go back out to my car and get my mask? They're like, no, just come in. They're like, we have to wear them, but what you do is up to you.
It's
like,
up to you.
Quickly did thanks. My purchase.
Can
and
I have my stuff? Yeah. Let me out. It's all good.
Because I was like, it's just the judgment.
I was about to say, did you get a whole heap of looks and...
Everybody things? Was just looking me up and I'm like, as if to say, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, not wearing a mask around here.
But considering last week's episode, we talked about the judgment detox.
We did.
So if you're one of those judgy bitches who judges people, you
there
need
is
to
a little
go
bit
back
more.
And listen to it.
That's it. There's a little bit more that needs to come out.
Yeah, exactly. Read that book.
Read the book.
Do the journal. Do the whole thing. And when you're done, you can come back and talk to me.
That's right. That's
I'm
it.
Just okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay, here we go. What are we...
Clearly, I'm animated on a Friday afternoon when we're filming.
I know, when we're filming.
I'm too animated, yeah.
It's the end of the week. We're all good. It's all good.
Cool.
Okay, so we've cleansed. We've done a bit of the deep dive. We've looked into what's going on, what maybe went wrong, what's good, bad, limiting beliefs, all of those kind of things. And you might now be, if you haven't already done something, it's a really good thing to perhaps get... candle, because I know here in Australia at the moment we are restricted with fire season.
Are.
We are. Oh yeah, you guys actually aren't. Don't have restrictions.
We're the Garden State.
Uh-huh.
We're green and lush. We're not this.
You don't burn like us. That's okay. So get a candle. Make sure you got a nice fireproof whatever. Put some
cauldron, sand.
Put some sand in the bottom of a heatproof container. And let's start burning, I think.
I love a good burn ceremony.
Good burn ceremony is amazing. It's really cathartic and it's just a great way to do it. So, I think I mentioned in the last one, you can either write things down or you can visualize them holding onto something, whether it be a stick or something as a totem or an item that you can then pop into the fire and get rid of it.
So, do you know, I actually do this with some of my coaching clients.
Yeah.
So it's when we do a lot of a release, I get them to do a bit of a journaling exercise so they can get all their thoughts and everything, especially if we're doing like timeline therapy or something where a lot of stuff has come up.
Yeah.
And I get them all to write all the stuff down.
Yeah.
Or if they've been eliciting things under hypnosis and I've written down all the things they've said when they're purging it all out of their subconscious.
Yep.
I write it all down, let them read it. And then I say, now we're going to get rid of it. And we set it on fire. And while it's burning, I get them to set it on fire. And while it's burning and they drop it into the cauldron, I actually then ask them to embrace the sun's warm embrace.
Oh, I love it.
Like face the sunshine and let the sun shine in.
Of course you do.
And I get them to visualize and project the new improved version of themselves. And I said, there's no limit to how big and wonderful and crazy this can be. Just project that out to the universe of the person you want to be. See it as if it's happened.
Yeah, I agree.
And then so while it's purging and releasing, they're then visualizing what they want to replace it with. So it's not just this empty void of nothing.
No, because see, that's the thing. That's a step that a lot of people miss when you are doing like releasing work and purging work, is that you get rid of all of this stuff. But the universe doesn't like a void. It will fill it with something else. And it's usually something not so great, usually. let's face it, it's not always great, but it's not of your own choosing, then it's just something that's kind of come in. So once you've released and you've popped it into the fire, like Darren said, you've got to bring something else in to replace that space. Otherwise, you won't have control over what comes into that space. And yeah, so it can be really fun. And when you're doing it though as well, is to really feel and embody those things that you want to release. Mm-hmm. You really want to, like, not just writing it down, you want to, I mean, which is, we want, the words are powerful, our intentions are powerful, you really want to put everything into it as if, so that
as
once
much
the,
emotion as possible,
yeah, everything, you want that out so you can really feel it, because unfortunately there's no easy way of getting through it. You've got to feel it to get through it. That's the only way to get rid of it. So you got to feel it, really put it into that paper, that item, whatever it is, and then chuck it into the fire, see it light up. And
so as a couple of examples, because this is something that I use as a meditative technique as well. So when you're wanting to elicit a particular emotion, use your senses. So for example, if the thing you're trying to purge is something of, like, say, a past relationship, you might have an item of clothing that your ex left over at your house, or you know, or something that smells like them and their cologne, or something that they left in the, you know, maybe you're not wanting to purge them out of your life completely, but you're wanting to purge the shit that you've been through.
Yeah.
So sometimes having that spray gets the senses going and it gets you to bring all those emotions to the surface.
Yeah.
Or so whether it's a sensory with smell or with
smells, a very strong one.
Oh yeah. And same with music as well. Like, I'm one of those people, I like to listen to music that's going to take me to that dark place.
Yeah.
So that then,
because you have to feel it. Like I said, you've got to get it. You've got to feel there, because otherwise we've all got that little guardian that's inside that's trying to block us away from feeling all of these.
It's called the ego. Well, there's many names for it, but one of the ones I call is ego.
Yeah.
The ego loves to protect you from harm.
That's right.
And so it puts all these defense mechanisms and makes all these bullshit excuses, and it does everything it can to stop you from changing, because your ego likes comfort. Your ego likes you to be
safe.
So
we're safe here, we're okay. We don't need to move. We're all good in our little box over here.
No,
but we're not.
You need to break the ego a little bit sometimes to kind of push those boundaries out, because, like, I mean, I know it sounds cliche, but I like to live outside my comfort zone.
Yes, I know.
I love to live outside my comfort zone. I'm a water sign.
I am trying. I am trying, and I am doing much more. And that is one thing that I have learned a lot this year, is to start to live a little bit further.
Well, using that from my reflections, like, I literally lived so far out of my comfort zone. I started teaching all this fitness class I've never taught before, things that I'm qualified to teach them, but I've just never gone there.
Haven't actually done them. Yeah.
So I kept telling myself, oh, I don't look like I'm fit.
Isn't that the biggest one?
Because I'm not this chiseled body.
Yeah.
That I think that I can't teach a HIIT class, or I can't teach a strength or endurance class, because I don't look like someone who would teach that class. And then
That's so true.
The hell with that. Like,
good on you. I love that, because that stopped me for a long time getting back into teaching yoga, because I did put on a little bit of weight. Like, when I first started, I was the yoga body, like the quintessential kind of yoga body that you see all over Instagram and whatever. But then I did put on a little bit of weight, and that stopped me for ages, because I had this thing that I don't look like a yoga teacher anymore.
But what does a yoga teacher look like?
I know, exactly. And then all of a sudden I realized how completely ridiculous that is, and also how unrealistic a lot of those stereotypes are. So
and if you're basing it off Instagram, the amount of fucking Photoshop.
Yeah, that's right.
You can do instant touch-ups on your phone. Yeah.
Bloody filters anyway.
Anyway, you bring us to a really good point though, because New Year's is a time when so many people make these resolutions, and working in the fitness industry, I know that my class numbers are going to quadruple in January.
Yeah, January is when you get the biggest
and then
numbers.
February, and then it's going to taper down in March, because people come, they're like, oh, new year, new you, I'm going to get a new banging body, and I'm going to get it instantly.
Yep.
Because apparently there's some magic that happens on New Year's Eve that you think you're going to be...
It's just going to happen.
Like, apparently I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be Channing Tatum from Magic Mike.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, right? Oh, funny story though, a slight digress, but like today I actually did fat burning Pilates with one of my friends, Connie. Yep. And in it, we're doing this move, we're in all fours position, we're kind of putting the chest through like this in a rotation.
Oh, doing like seven.
And then I yelled out in class, I'm like, why do I feel like Channing Tatum all of a sudden?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It felt very sexual. I kind of liked it. By the way, shout out to Connie. If you do listen to this, Connie, Great class this morning. I loved it. I was getting my Channing Tatum on. I was getting sexy, sexy, even though it's Pilates. I digress. So let's talk about resolutions for a sec.
Resolutions. Do you set them? No, I don't. I used to. I think that, without being too rude, I think they're the biggest load of shit yet.
Oh, they're the biggest crock of shit.
I've done it for, don't get me wrong, I've done it for years and I've done those exact same ones. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to look after myself better. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And blah, 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 blah. And within a week, it's, and then all I end up doing is actually making myself feel like shit. Because you've got, oh, I'm going to do all this, and then when it doesn't, when you don't achieve that, you suddenly feel like a failure and it brings out all that other stuff, the shame and self-doubt and all that, and it just makes it worse.
Do you know why I think it is? Because when people say, I'm going to be this or I'm going to be that, there's no, they're not being specific enough. Like, I know that this is going slightly into the coaching space, but as a coach, like, when we're doing goal setting, which is what I tend to do at New Year's, is I'll reflect, purge, and then goal set or intention set. Mm-hmm. So for me, goal setting is so important because to say, I want to lose weight. Okay, cool. Great goal. Not specific enough.
No, it's
not. How much weight? Over what time period? Is it realistic? Is it something that's attainable? Like, so I'm using the SMART concept, but like for me, SMART goals.
Yeah, but that's really what it is. And that's the thing. We're not, you're not giving yourself any time frame. You're not giving yourself any kind of perspective on it. So it's unattainable.
Because when you say, I want to lose weight, are you talking 50 kilos or are you talking 2 kilos? Because they're very different things.
Yeah. And and that's the thing. I think we need to start realizing also that usually New Year's resolutions and even with when we were doing our purging and things like that, as witches, we're using kind of the solar year as well. Mm-hmm. And rather than just the moon cycles, which is a lot longer period. These are long-term things, which are going to be a lot slower, mm-hmm. not instant bang for your buck. So.
And if we are talking things like weight loss or massive changes in your life, it's supposed to be a slow process.
That's right.
Because if you lose it quickly, trust me, you're going to gain it back three times as quickly.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I know we're talking a lot about weight loss and healthy, but that's always one of the ones. That's usually the number one thing that comes up.
Do you know, like, I've actually seen people commenting on Facebook. I won't say the group names because I'll maintain their anonymity, but I've seen people commenting on Facebook, like every day I see at least 3 posts in the various channels that I'm in of something. Does anyone know a good weight loss spell?
Yes.
I know a good weight loss spell. Put down the fork and go for a walk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, guys. That's not a spell. No. Oh, now I sound like a catty bitch. Like, yeah, you do. No, in all honesty, like,
what it is.
Like we could sit here and write spells about everything, but sometimes magic comes from setting an intention, which is a spell, setting an intention, and then following through with action.
Yeah. And see, rather than necessarily a weight loss spell, what about, because ultimately, I think we touched on that last episode a little bit. We all know what things we should and shouldn't be doing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's obviously something, there's a reason why we're not doing them.
Yep.
And a lot of the time, I would say that it's got a lot to do with our self-esteem, our confidence, fears, all of those sort of things. So maybe if we start to do spell work and other those on those kind of things, boosting those sort of things, and then we can work on and then just use that to help with the goal setting and all of those kind of things.
Yeah, 100%. Because you're not going to find a magic bullet or a magic spell that's going to make you lose 20 kilos. You're really not.
It really would be lovely, though.
I'm the first to sign up if it became a thing, but it's not a thing.
But it's not a thing.
So let's just call it what it is.
That's it. It's not a thing. That's right.
We're not just here to trash talk your resolutions, though. So we want to give you some very practical things.
It's more the reason why they don't necessarily work. Yeah. And that's what we wanted to highlight, is why they perhaps don't work and what is a better way of doing a similar thing.
Yeah. So one of the things that you could start doing, this is one of the smallest things, and it usually, I find that the smallest things that sound the simplest are usually things that work the best. So the first thing, to attract more of what you want into your life, so now that we've purged all the stuff we don't want, to attract more of the things we want.
Got rid of them.
Start with gratitude. Because an attitude of gratitude brings more of that in. And universe is always fucking listening. We all know this. Universe, gods, angels, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Higher power, it. It's always listening, and they're always listening. And they're always listening, and they're always waiting to say yes. So whatever you say, their response is always yes. So yeah. If you say, like we've said this before about affirmations, like if you say today's gonna be a shit day, they'll say, yes, it's gonna be a shit day, and they'll grant it for you.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say, like, I'm grateful for all of the amazing things in my life, I'm grateful for my parents, I'm grateful for my siblings, I'm grateful for my children, I'm grateful for all these things, I'm grateful for all the happy memories, I'm grateful for all the growth that I've achieved, the universe says yes, and then you'll bring more of that in.
Yeah, that's right.
So gratitude is so simple.
That's such a good one. I didn't even think of that. I'm writing that right down right now.
You don't practice gratitude, David?
Well, I do, but I hadn't thought of that as specific for say New Year's and things like that, and then really having that big boost of,
well, because to me that's like the best. It's a full moon, so like that's when I'm gratitude, like, because my daily gratitude is one thing.
Yeah.
But the yearly gratitude is like literally you have a whole year to think about.
Yeah, that's right. To think of all of those amazing things that have happened and what's going to happen, because we're going to want to attract more of that.
Yep, 100%. Now, we did give you guys some exercises about like writing letters and all that kind of stuff. Those are the things that you can always burn to release the energy from.
Yep.
Because especially if it's like to do with writing a letter about forgiving your past self or forgiving someone who's wronged you or whatever, by burning it and releasing that energy into the ether, the universe will carry it to wherever that energy needs to go.
Yeah. Because that fire is transformation. It's all about transformation and transmuting that energy into something new.
Well, even the phoenix had to
go through
the flames in order to rise again.
Yeah.
An improved version of itself.
Yeah. And it can even just be, even if you haven't necessarily done the letters and things like that, it could be just the things you want to leave in 2020 and leave them there and not carry them over.
Just leave them.
Things you didn't like about it, just write them there, let them go.
Let them go. Just 100% just let them go. The other thing you can do, I forgot to get them out of my thing. So I might need a moment. Do you have something to talk about while I quickly go through my cards or no?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because
yes,
I forgot, I shuffled my deck because I got specific cards out. But I shuffled it.
Yes. So something else that is really good, is something else that I often do at this time of the year, especially with when we're cleansing and things like that as well. And it's not just cleansing our purse, like ourselves, but also our space as well. So I will often do a nice big cleanse through the house. I'll redo any of my protection wards. But then also a really important part that I like to add in as well is to do like a house blessing. Mm-hmm. And really so that you're bringing in those energies. We may clear them all out and starting fresh, we're protecting everything, but we also want to bring in all that good energy, and we want to bring in what we want to have in within our house, and whether that's warmth, happiness, joy, laughter, all of those kind of wonderful things. But yeah, that's also something else that is often done. If I haven't done it for a little while, haven't done it at any of the other Sabbaths or anything like that, I will definitely always make sure that I do it on New Year's.
And this is something that,
because it's a gateway, it's a threshold, and it's a gateway. 100%.
Yeah, it is. It's a gateway to the new year, essentially.
Yeah, like, it's a really big gateway. I mean, I know technically in a lot of traditions and things like that, the witch's year, wheel of the year, if you're following that, that it's, some people say new year, witch's new year is Samhain. Some say it's midwinter. Some say it's all different types of things. But I think this as a collective is the biggest gateway really for a new year, even if it's a...
And the fact that a full moon is literally happening on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's right. Like that, when does that happen?
I think it's...
It would only happen in 2020.
Well, right? Yeah. Of course. Hopefully it doesn't mean the end of the world.
No, that's it. We're not having this big bang of something at the end.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, see, it's giving us that last little gift of let's get rid of it now.
So on that little note of home warnings and home blessings and stuff like that, I wanted to touch on this one. So I haven't made them yet because technically we're recording these in advance. But something I'm going to be doing that night is I'm actually going to be making some witches balls. And don't get your mind in the gutter. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about these ones.
So if you're watching.
Yeah. If you're watching, I was pointing down at my testicles and then I said, not those ones.
Yes.
Instead, not we're talking about these clear baubles. So I just picked these up from Target. Like, it's nothing fancy, but it's literally just a little clear bauble. It has a little clip. Now, these that just pops off, these ones actually had some other kind of plasticky shit inside
like
of it.
Some little plastic
leaf things with like some little berries or whatever, because it's like I got them from Target, whatever. I think I paid like $4 each or $5 each. But then what the intention was, Vicky gave me this idea, I didn't think of it myself. the intention was that I wanted to turn these into witches' balls. So the whole concept of witches' ball is that you hang them in doorways or windows wherever energy is passing through, and it's supposed to, with the light and the wind and the, everything else that passes through, it's supposed to be bringing in those blessings and stuff. So I've actually got a few ingredients for mine, some of them which are just here.
So it's really, even if you haven't, if you're not quite ready to do it, have a look at all the shops, because you know that they're going to have all these crazy sales after Christmas. Have a look and see if you can find the little clear. I've seen other ones as well where they're like two part.
Oh yeah, two pieces, like Spotlight has the two piece ones.
Yeah, you can also get those. Grab a couple of those and keep them ready for future.
So. Exactly. but so I've got some black obsidian chips, as you know, because I love my obsidian.
What else would we have in there?
Yeah, really? So there's black obsidian chips that I got from Crystal World. Then I've also got these. I'm holding them up for the camera. So these are green nephrite crystals. Now, I know some people are anti-crystal. I am not. do not come for me, though, because... no, I'm just kidding. I pointed to my T-shirt, which says, do you even hex, bro?
Bro.
It's like, do you even hex, bro?
Because
I work at a gym, so I wear this at gym sometimes.
I love it.
Do you even hex, bro? And they're like, isn't this supposed to be flex? What? Yeah, yeah. It's just funny when you see...
Yeah,
like,
that's the point.
Yeah. So I've got some green nephrite as well, which I'm going to pop one of them in. Now, I'm actually going to be doing, because I'm going to be doing a bit of a house blessing, but also I want it to bring in some abundance. So for the one at my front door, I'm going to be putting in some mixed herbs. So this is a trick that I got from Temperance. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to Temperance Alden's
episode. Yes, listen to the episode.
Because she's, well, mine's Master Foods, but she calls it the McCormick Coven because she uses McCormick spices. But this literally has thyme, rosemary, marjoram, basil, oregano, and sage. So if you don't know the properties of those, then listen to our herbology one.
I'm pretty sure we had all of them except maybe
marjoram. That's the only one we didn't cover. But basically, if you combine them together, it's good for prosperity. It's also good for getting rid of negativity. It's good for bringing blessings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pop a little bit of this in there.
And you don't even have to run around and get 100 different ingredients.
Exactly. Because they're all in one little mixed spice. Yep. Or Italian seasoning is the other name.
Yeah, I was going to say Italian herbs, Italian seasoning. That's what I've got.
Then I've got my cinnamon sticks that I'm going to cut in half and drop them in. I've got some lavender, which is drying in my garage, so it's almost completely dry. So I'm going to put some lavender in there, one, because it looks good, and two, because lavender is also good for bringing that calm into the house. So there's that. Ooh, aniseed.
Oh, star anise. And bay leaves.
So I'm actually going to write some intentions on my bay leaves and then pop them in there. So I can write my little thingy. But yeah, so it's like...
See, that's beautiful.
It's just a couple of ingredients. And literally, I mean, the chips I picked up for a kilo of chips, I paid $20. For a kilo of green nephrite, I think I paid $40, but there's like so many in there. Like, herbs next to nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
The cinnamon sticks I already have.
And didn't the lavender come from a neighbor?
A neighbor. Just put a post up on Facebook saying, does anyone have any lavender? And they said,
I think gives that and that gives you that extra boost as well, because it's been gifted from somebody. And
yep.
I think that adds to the properties a bit.
So I think in after New Year, when we record an episode, we'll bring a, here's one I prepared earlier.
Yeah. And we'll go through it all a bit more.
Yeah. Because I actually want to do it as a bit of a ritual on the night when I'm actually making them for the New Year.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful because it's all about, you create that sacred space. And I think, and that's like a lot of the things that were said, like when we were saying about that it's a gateway and things like that. It's about what you want to be, those first kind of few steps through the new year, what you walk through that gateway is about intentions and setting that sacred space. So if you're already doing that, then you're kind of easily attracting that kind of stuff.
100%.
I think.
Can
we go back to what you prepared earlier?
Yes. Now that I've gone through my deck of cards, because I had them already from last episode, and I've needed them in the meantime. The choice of being a tarot reader.
You can't just
leave your cards.
No, they can't stay there outside. Like that
anyway, so I wanted to bring up, because like I did in the last episode, some tarot cards that if you're wanting to meditate or use a visual, there's some specific cards that, like, these are just some that I've intuitively thought would be good for New Year's.
Yeah.
So, of course, we can't go far without the Fool. Because the Fool is literally all about
it. Literally is
optimism. It's that new journey. The new year is upon you. It's about like just trying something new, having all the optimism in the world, and just stepping out on that precipice and just going for it.
Yeah, like that carefree. Let's do it.
Yes, and you know, there's going to be people in your life that are going to be like, oh, you can't do that. You're not going to be able to achieve that this year. You said that last year, blah, blah, blah. Just ignore them, because also you're going to have those cheerleaders. They're going to be like, yes, go you.
That's right. That's exactly it. I love that.
And so, yes, there's the Fool. So you could immerse yourself in the Fool. Then we have now what Witch's Journey is not complete without the Magician.
Yes.
So the Magician, as above, so below, everything is infinite. We live in an abundance mindset. We have all the tools within us that we need to achieve the growth that we want to achieve.
Yep. Like
basically whatever you want to do, just do it. Just do something. Just take some action.
But that's the thing though, isn't it? It's taking that action, taking a step.
The Magician is all about action. Now, although this is going to sound a little bit weird, but this is my life path card, this one. So the way to work out your life path card is you take your numerological, so your date of birth, so mine is 671984, you add all the digits together until they become a two-digit number under the value of 21 or lower, and that will become your life path card. But then if certain cards, you can then decrease them down to a one-digit card or one-digit number. Because the reason why we say that is because of the Major Arcana have 21 cards numbered.
Yep.
So if it's less than 21, that's your first card. But then if you're lucky enough that you can condense it further to a single digit, then that's a second card, like a supplementary. So mine adds up to 35, which you condense it down to 8. So mine is the Strength card.
Oh, I love this. Yeah.
So the Strength card.
Perfect for New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Because it's all about basically the Strength card is about understanding that there are times when we need to have that angelic, compassionate strength.
Yeah, we do.
And trust me, 2020, if there's one thing it's taught us,
I was going to say,
it's how fucking resilient and compassionate we can be as humans to one another and to ourselves.
That's right. And so important when you're doing this work like that we were doing before of the purging and things, is that you need to have that compassionate strength.
Yeah, 100%. So that's another good one that I like. Notice that they're all yellow because they're all about taking action.
Yes, the action cards.
Now we're going to flip the switch a little. So from here on out, we then have, how what order should they be? This one, then this one, then this one. Okay, cool. I like the numerical order. So the next one is the Hanged Man.
Ooh.
So with the Hanged Man, we now find ourselves at a crossroads, which is the New Year's. Crossroads?
It's a crossroads.
Yeah, so we find ourselves at a crossroads with decisions that we need to make. And some of those decisions need to result in a bit of self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
And others will need to give it a fresh perspective. So the Hanged Man is all about obtaining enlightenment from looking at something from a different perspective, or sacrificing a little bit of what we want or a little bit of what we what's getting in our way. Like, because you need to purge some things. You need to sacrifice some parts of yourself to make way for the new to come in.
Yeah.
So you can't just, like, it's okay 100%. To get rid of some old to make way for some new.
Yeah.
The Hanged Man. The next one I have is the Star card.
Ooh, I like the Star card.
So the Star card is all about finding that divine inspiration in life. So there's a story that I got from, now don't come for me for using this word, it's a word he used for himself. He called himself a gypsy, and I know that that's a triggering word. I'm not saying he's a gypsy. He called himself a gypsy. So he's Romani. And he actually said that the gypsy definition of the Star card, it's all about, there was a, oh God, now I'm testing my memory because I've just gone off on a tangent mentally. So it's all about the woman that was on the earth, and this woman was given as a gift to inspire others. But then there were two clans or tribes that were fighting over her, and so because the universe didn't want to take sides or whatever, they basically to remove the fighting, then transcended her to become a star so that she could illuminate and inspire all. So the Star card is all about that divine inspiration that you get, and it's also a lot about healing. So whilst we're purging everything, New Year's should also be about inviting that healing energy in to heal all those old wounds that we've just purged and gotten rid of, and just bringing in all that energy that we want. Yeah, because I think it's something that's often forgotten is the healing element of purging.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we just kind of think that it's done then. We kind of get it and it's done.
No. It's, like, we talked about it with Colin as well. Yeah, we literally talked about it with Colin Bedell when we did the episode. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to the interview with Colin Bedell. We talked about the fact that we always, in this self-help area or coaching area of society, the industry, we're all about, like, you know, all of these wounds that need to be healed and stuff. And then when we think we've done them all, then we go back and start doing past life stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, but we don't give it a chance to integrate all of the learnings and all of the healings and everything that we need in order to integrate it back into our life before we go down that next layer. We just, it's this self-indulgence of just strip away. Yeah.
It's a bit of that. I think it's a little bit of that quick fix kind of thing. We think it's just going to keep getting rid of it, but you have to sit in that healing for a little while.
Yeah. Because you never know. You might strip away too far.
Yes, it might not mean
you might. Underneath. You might hit too much out.
And
And then the last one, we're talking about solar cycles. So, what card do you think it is?
The sun.
100%.
Love it.
So the sun card. It's about allowing your divine light to shine and inspire the world. And it's also about, like, with the sunflowers. Sunflowers are iconic in that they always turn to face the light and they cast their shadows behind them.
It's so good. Yes.
Yeah. Also, it's a chance to, like, have that, like, with the white horse on the Rider-Waite-Smith deck anyway. So the white horse is all about that purity of mind. Like, if we've just purged everything, we now have a pure mind, pure intention, pure thought to be able to go ahead and manifest what we want. And with the child in the nude, it's about self-acceptance. Anytime we see cards where someone's in the nude, it's all about that accepting oneself no matter what. It's that 100% radical self-acceptance, and about approaching the world with childlike wonder. So if 2020 was shit, approach 2021 with childlike wonder. So look at the world as if you're seeing it for the first time. And then you're going to notice the magic. The magic. So something I try to do on New Year's Day, sometimes it doesn't happen, but I try to do it, is to actually watch the sunrise.
Oh, look at you go.
I try to do it. It's Chris's birthday as well.
I love it. Oh,
so my husband's birthday is the 1st of January. So depending on what time we go to bed, or sometimes we just stay up and pull an all-nighter.
Keep going through.
Because that's actually something that some people do for the summer solstice, which
that's right,
not long ago.
Yeah.
So that they try to stay up for the longest day.
Yeah,
for the whole day. And so, like, I try to do that on New Year's Day because, like, I like to watch the sun rise on New Year's Day because it's like the penultimate, like, we've just started a new solar year.
Yeah.
Watch the sunrise. So it's like you're welcoming that warmth and that guiding light into your life. And I just think, like, if you're going to be a witch, take yourself to nature.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's my little tarot fiesta.
I love that. And so you can see it, you can meditate with them to try to meditate into the cards, see what comes out with them.
Oh, that reminded me of another one that I found in my elective for the meditation course I'm doing. It was called a gift of nature, and it's where you literally can go out. It's a journaling exercise, but you could apply this to New Year.
Oh, yes.
So it's where you go out into nature and you just look at the world with childlike wonder, and if something grabs your attention, let's just say you're walking down and you see a feather. Like, don't go plucking feathers out of birds, but if you see a feather. and you're drawn to it for whatever reason, it's taking that feather and giving thanks to the universe, approaching with an attitude of gratitude, and then taking that feather or that leaf or that whatever it is, stick, anything, and just meditate on it. See if you get something from the energy of that thing that has been provided by the universe.
What's the message?
Or by a source or whatnot. And see if there's something that, if it, because, I mean, we're witches, right? We look at nature.
Right. Doing it all the time. And then that's it. Looking for that message and listening to what that message is as well is a really big thing.
100%. So, I also have some books.
So we've got
Do you want me to do the books or not yet?
Yeah. Do you want to do some books?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do some books.
Yeah. So I decided
Hang on, before we do the books, do you want to, because we didn't quite explain it completely.
Oh.
How about, could you explain a little bit about what's a really, to get really real with your goals and intention setting?
Yes.
Things
like that.
So, like, what's some really good steps to actually start to nut them down a bit?
So you can Google this and fact check me because I don't care. I'm a coach and I live by this. So start off with a SMART goal, S-M-A-R-T.
Yes.
So the first thing you need to do for goal setting is make sure that they're specific. So specific goals. Love not, it. I want to lose weight. How much weight? Or I want a new job. What kind of job? What income do you want to earn on that job? So it's specific.
What type of job do you want?
Yeah. What work do you want to be doing?
Yeah.
Say I want a new job and you manifest that and then it's a job that you hate, but it, you know.
But that's what you ask for. You ask for a job.
Yeah. So be specific. That's the first thing.
Yep.
The next thing with M is for measurable. So it has to be something that you can measure. For example, something tangible. So if it's to lose weight, how much weight? If it's to manifest more money, how much money do you want to make? Something measurable.
Yeah.
In some method of measuring. The next one is for A is attainable. So attainable, make sure it's realistic. Basically.
Yeah, see, that's where I
can usually, you actually attain that really. Goal? Or are you saying like, I want to be 85 kilos of pure muscle mass with 0% body fat. Like, that ain't going to happen for me.
It's not happening. It's not going
to
happen.
I know my body type. That is unrealistic for me to think that I'm going to look like that. So is it attainable? R is for realistic. So be real with yourself. Don't overstretch too much. One is to attain it. Another thing is to be real about it.
Yeah.
Realistic, there's also another definition of it. I think it is, I can't think of it right now. It's leaving my mind for the moment, but there's two versions of this. So one of them is realistic. Yep. And the last one is time frame or timely, that it has an end result in a time frame. So if you're saying, for example, a weight loss goal, be realistic about the time frame as well, because losing more than a kilo a week, you're kidding yourself. Yep. You're literally just going to gain it all back.
Yep.
Whereas you look at it as a time frame. If I know I want to lose 10 kilos in the year, there's 12 months, divide that 10 kilos by 12 months. So 6 months will be 5 kilos, 3 months will be 2.5 kilos. That's realistic.
Yep.
I mean, so you could lose more than that, but I'm saying that's
But that's how you could make it. Yeah, you could make it realistic and keep it in the time frame.
Yeah, exactly. So that using the SMART system is good. But then when you actually write it down, a lot of people say, I want to lose by this, and this. And they tick all the boxes for the SMART goal.
Yeah.
But I like to write my goals differently. I write, for example, if it's a one-year goal, I write, for example, this is what I will be doing on New Year's Eve. I'll be writing, it is now 31st of December, 2021. So the end of the following year.
End of the next year.
And I have, insert goal here, lost X number of kilos or gained X amount of muscle mass or earned this much money. So you're writing it as if the year has passed. Let's say for setting a yearly goal.
Yeah.
You write it, it is now 31st of December 2021 and I have already done these things. Write them all down. Be specific.
Yeah.
Then I write a quarterly goal.
I'll write a
quarter for each, you know, so a 9-month goal, then a 6-month goal, then a 3-month goal, then I'll write a monthly goal. So I write all of them like it is now, and you could put next week's date and what you want to achieve by next week. Like, it doesn't matter what time frame you're talking, but break them down into bite-sized chunks.
That's easier to, keep, again, that going back to keeping it simple. So you're having the little, small little pieces to go through.
And making sure that you're like being kosher with the whole journey. You're not, I want to lose 10 kilos in the first 3 months. And then what's going to happen after that?
Yeah.
Because if you don't tell the universe what happens after that, then the universe will insert the storyline after that.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it.
So, you might lose 10 kilos in 3 months, but then you might gain 20 in the next 9 months.
That's right. You want to, let's have something and maintain it.
Yeah, exactly, right? So anyway, that's just one example of goal setting.
Yeah, so that's a way. Yeah, that's a way to start to make it a little bit more actually doable and to not get into the resolutions trap, I guess.
And then once I've written it down, then you can insert favorite spell work here.
Yeah, because
on
the thing,
manifesting it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the thing, though, is that I think sometimes we forget that some people kind of think we do this spell and then it's just done. It's finished, done. I don't have to worry about it. But you do have to do the work as well. Like, we have to do something. We have to do something with it. So that's where it's good to get that intention, know where you're going with it, give it that boost of magic to help get you going with it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then off you go.
And then do the things. For example,
whatever it is.
Like, if you're doing a spell to manifest a new job for 2021, you need to do your resume and send it to people.
That's
or
right.
Talk to people. You can't just expect it to land on your lap. Sorry, all the millennials.
Yeah.
I am one too, so I can say this. But sorry, millennials, it ain't just going to magically appear on a silver platter.
No.
You have to do something
to get it. But the universe will help you when you're helping yourself.
And the other thing, one quick thing to point out as well. Don't micromanage the universe. Don't be so specific, with the who, what, when, where, how, why, that the goal manifests.
Yeah.
Because the universe may have a bigger plan for you. And if you micromanage the shit out of it, they will deliver.
You can miss out.
But then you might miss out on something even better.
That's it. Remember to, like you had with the sun card, remember to have those childlike wonder eyes. See everything. Not to just be too blinkered.
Yeah. Yes.
Open to new opportunities.
Yes.
So what's some books that can help us a little bit with all of this?
Yeah, so, well, because I already touched on one of them earlier. So we touched on last episode, I talked about the judgment detox. So if you're a judgmental bitch like I am, this book is great because it's basically all about, and I'm not just saying that to be funny. Like, I am a bit of a judgmental bitch at times. Also, when I did my Myers-Briggs test, you know, the... I've studied psychology and stuff. So in my Myers-Briggs, my judgment score, because it's either judging or thinking.
Is it judging?
Judging or perceiving?
Perceiving.
Judging or perceiving,
perceiving.
So it's judging or perceiving, sorry, not the other one's intuition or sensing. So anyway, so my judgment score is almost 100%.
Oh, really?
It's like right up there. Like,
it's out there.
And when I say judgment score, because judgment score doesn't mean I'm a judgmental bitch, although I am.
No.
it's just that, like, I judge life based on fact.
Yes.
So... if someone tells me this amazing dream, but the reality is they're not that person, then I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
So meaning like, show me
you
with
actions.
You can be
selling, but I ain't buying.
Yeah, no, show me with results. Show me with your past. Show me with what you've achieved that you can achieve more. You know what I mean? Show me. So that's what we're judging people. We need statistics. We need something that shows that it can happen. It's not just this dream-like mentality. So I'm very judgy when it comes to that. Yeah. Like, I believe, look, that said, I am a coach. I do believe people can change, but they need to show that they can change. I don't just believe on false hope and rainbows and bunnies.
You need to take, that's right. You need to take actions in that direction.
Yeah. So removing your judgments about other people, because the other thing is to remember, we talked about this last episode, is your judgments are actually a reflection on you. No one else.
That's right. It's that whole mirror.
Recognize the mirror. All that stuff. Recognize the mirror and then you can move on. So anyway, once you've done the judgments, and this, I am plugging Gabrielle Bernstein because I fucking love her books. You then have the super attractor. So for New Year's, this is an amazing one. If you're not good with manifestation and all that kind of stuff, this book is jam-packed full of exercises you can do. So you can, like, do less and attract more in your life. It's very much in the woo-woo category, meaning that gets that whole spiritual writing and stuff. But it's basically, it's with Gabrielle Bernstein's work, it's always got, like, practical things that you can do.
Which is
good.
It's
not just all fluff.
Yeah, I do like practical things.
Yeah, and it's a number one New York Times bestseller, so it's got to be good.
Well, there you go. It's got to be something to it.
Exactly, right? Either that or she's just got a really good marketing team. Now, this one's a little bit more businessy, or not necessarily businessy, but just like ways of being a better person in regards to how productive you are in life and how much you get done, like how much you can get shit done for the year. Because once you've got your goals, you then need to go about changing, doing little changes throughout your day.
Yeah.
So this one's called Win Fast. Now, this is by Simon Reynolds. So it's an amazing book because, again, you're supposed to, like, read just a chapter each day. And with each chapter, he says, like, use a timer all day. And he explains why using timers is good. For if you're not good at remembering to do shit,
is actually really good.
The amount of timers I have on my alarm, or like my alarm system on my phone, it literally goes off every hour and a half. I've got an alarm that goes off. I mute them for the podcast, but it goes off and it's reminding me of the shit I need to do.
To do something. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so basically, and then it explains like action bite-sized steps of what you need to do for that chapter. But the chapter's literally only like two pages.
Oh, I love that. So it's just, and it's going back to that same thing we've been saying all the time, keeping it super simple and choosing one thing.
One thing.
Like, I know we had a lot of feedback from our magical daily practices of like people wanting to get that started and trying to get there. Rather than trying to do everything that we were suggesting, it's that whole thing. And that could be one of your New Year's, that could be one of your New Year's intentions as well. Just pick that one thing that you're going to do.
You're going to do daily.
Do that every day. And then once you feel quite comfortable that that's a daily thing,
then you add another thing.
Next one. Yeah. Add your next bit to it.
You don't have to add all 50 things in one day. And then, because you're going to be overwhelmed. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is. You'll be overwhelmed after a week.
Yeah.
95% of them, you've given up on all of them.
Yep. That's exactly it. That's usually what goes. I like start doing it. Yeah. Get overwhelmed and go, can't do anything now.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Now, if you're wanting to bridge between the two, so one's more about, like, not it's Ooh. Not necessarily business, but it is more about, like, being productive and all that, to achieve more, earn more money, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But you can always turn those kind of things into just a personal thing as well.
Yeah, 100%. I love this book. It's called The Buddha and the Badass. It's a secret spiritual art of succeeding at work. Now, although Ooh. It sounds successful at work, like, even as an entrepreneur, I can actually relate to everything that's in here. It doesn't mean you have to work for a corporation. But so Vishen Lakhiani, he's the CEO of Mind Valley that I subscribe to. I'm like one of those yearly subscribers and I do all of their little masterclasses and their little courses and stuff like that because I'm a self-development.
Yeah, they have a lot of things. Yeah.
But self-development junkie.
They have a lot of different topics and things.
On everything like abundance mindset, on feng shui, on living an extraordinary life, on being the
chakra,
best.
Isn't there like a chakras one?
Chakra one. There's everything. You name it, they got it.
Yeah.
It's the number one when it comes to first order development apps. It's like by far number one. But this one, so the Buddha and the Badass, it's basically a way to uncover your soul print, attract your allies, become unfuckwithable, activate your inner visionary, build a unified brain, and upgrade your identity and bend reality. So it's not just a whole heap of hoopla. It's actually good. I've read it. It's amazing.
Actually good. I love that.
Actually good. Like, because that, when I heard this, I'm like, the Buddha and the Badass. Because you think, like, a lot of people think spiritual people can't charge money for things.
That is a big thing, isn't it? It's a really, really, really big thing.
So, witches, I'm talking to you. If you're listening to this fucking podcast, get over that bullshit. Spiritual people need to live too. We can charge for things. And charge what you're worth.
That's right.
Don't diminish your prices on things because you think, oh, it makes me less spiritual if I charge people. Because the best way, because they always say, oh, no, I like to live at service to people. That's great, but let me give you a tip. Being at service and giving away free shit doesn't put food on the table. It doesn't put a roof over your head. It doesn't buy your books and all of your witchcraft paraphernalia that you want in your house. Like, you need to charge money.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can buy all these things and then you can be at service to more people.
That's right. It keeps on going. And the other thing is that the big old axiom of like healer, heal thyself as well. Like you've got to fill your own cup as well. If you constantly give, then there is that limit.
And that's one thing that I learned in 2020 is that I used to give away tarot readings for free. My whole life, in 20 years, I kept giving away for free because my mind said, I have a full-time job. Tarot, I would just do a reading for them and then they will give me something back. It's an exchange of energy. So I never did it for free. Yeah. But I would always get something, but it wasn't money because I had my job was giving me money. So I saw tarot as another thing. 2020 taught me, fuck that. I charge for readings and I charge what I'm worth.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
it's up to people if they want to do that or not. That's the thing. We're forgetting that we're taking that choice away from somebody else.
Yeah. It's not up to me to decide if someone can afford it or not.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. 100%. And then, now I know that you have a bit of a connection with this person, Vicky. But
I do. Yeah.
So this one, shout out to Ben Angel. Fuck, I love his name. Ben
I know.
That's the best name.
It's so cool, isn't it?
So this is the Unstoppable. Unstoppable by Ben Angel. So it's a 90-day plan to biohack your mind and body for success. Now, I haven't read the entire book yet, but I enrolled into his 13-week program or 90-day program.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I was doing so many other programs that I couldn't give it the attention that it needed. So I've set myself a goal.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to all of you on
here we go. He's keeping accountable.
This is my accountability. You guys are all of you listening are my accountability buddies. I'm starting the 13-week program on the 1st of January. So 90 days from then, you won't fucking recognize me.
You'll be unstoppable.
I will be unstoppable. Love and it. And Ben, if you're listening.
Yes, Ben.
I know.
Come and
know
have a chat a with us.
You're not a witch, but like.
I know, but come and have a chat anyway.
We talk about everything.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'd love to bring you on the show because I know that you've got a pretty amazing transformation story as well that I've heard numerous times. And yes, we'd love to have you on the show. And side note, did you know Vicky? So I'm that guy that has to buy everything. So not only did I get his program and then upgraded to buy the book as well, because he gives, when you buy the program, he gives you the PDF version, but I'm not an e-reader.
Oh, yeah. See, I like books.
I like a book.
I like
book.
Real paper books.
Yeah, I like a book book. Same. So I paid extra to get the book, and then I also upgraded again to get the journal.
Of course you did.
Because the journal is how you keep track of your progress, because I want to hold myself accountable. Did you have a look at the symbol that's on it?
Oh! So for everybody who's not watching this on YouTube, it's three triangles interlaced.
Mm-hmm. Which is like the triskele.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, Ben, if you knew this.
Also, any of those Norse.
Is it a Volknut?
Yeah.
It's the Volknut. So yeah. I don't know if Ben knew that.
I don't know.
I wonder if he did. Maybe he's like holding animals. Maybe he's a closet witch.
Oh, maybe he is. Oh, I don't know.
Ben, are you a closet witch? Tell us. Because he's got the Volknut on his journal.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's pretty special. And if you guys don't know what the fuck we're talking about, go back and watch our like symbols of protection episode.
Protection symbols, yep.
Yeah, so go back and watch that episode or listen to that episode, and we talk about the Volknut, which is this symbol in that episode. So that's so weird. I only just realized this now as I was about to lift it up.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? See, there's a lot of places that you find, especially symbols and symbology and things like that, that you start to look and go, I wonder... I wonder if they knew. Is that their like secret signal? Is that like their little bat signal to put
it's
it
like,
out?
It's like
there,
their little wave of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like I'm one of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, without saying it, but saying it kind of thing. Mm. Don't know.
And of course, we've talked about this one before, but this is now. I just found out. Like we're recording this in advance of time, so I don't know by the time this airs whether this will still be available. But I know they're going through the second run at the moment.
Yeah, so hopefully it's
2021 Lunar and Seasonal Diary for the Southern Hemisphere. They also have it for the Northern Hemisphere by Stacey DeMarco.
Yes.
So this book
definitely.
Vicky and I buy this every year.
Yes, I do
without fail. So,
because like when we were talking to her as well, when we were talking to Stacey, like it's the only one that has the whole Southern Hemisphere stuff in it. And also just a little side note with New Year's as well, in that diary, every year she pretty much, it's the same kind of ritual. There's a really cool, awesome little New Year's gateway jump ritual that she has in there as well, which is a really cool one to do. Just an FYI.
So you know what Vicky and I are going to be doing on New Year's?
Yeah.
Because we both have the diary. And one lucky person who won this from us, because by the time this airs, they would have already won it.
Yes!
They're also going to have this diary that is a hot commodity. They're hard to get now.
They're hard to get. So, yeah, get onto that. So, and it's another way of adding a little bit more magic into your year, and it's another kind of intention for the new year as well. Yeah. I think there's something really beautiful. I don't know. That's because I'm like a bit of a stationery nerd.
Oh, me too. I love Officeworks.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
I love going to
Like I have so many good. Like random like exercise books. Well, not exercise books because I don't get the boring ones. I usually get pretty looking ones and stuff like that. But I have so many of those things around my house that
I
know that you do as well.
I get these every year, and I get gold embossed.
I don't actually go that far, but.
And some people are going to be like, his name's Darren. Why does it say Milan? It's my middle name. And it's also the girl who did the embossing at Typo. Shout out to Typo because I fucking love your books every year. the girl who did the embossing, she knows me from Zumba, and that's the name I use for that.
That's the name is.
That's what she called, Milan. But anyway,
But I think there's something really nice about starting fresh, starting a nice new diary or a nice e-book or something like that as well. So that can be a little magical exercise in its own way.
Yeah, and I'm a bit of a geek because I have the A4, the A5, the pocket size.
Have like all of them, don't you?
Like, and they're all the same color.
All the same.
I buy every size. They're all matchy-matchy. They all have my name embossed.
Yep.
So then when they bring out the next year's diary, if they don't have the same color, it means I have to buy a whole other fucking set.
I was going to say that everything's stuffed then, isn't it?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter, though, because, like, I mean, I feel the diary ones that aren't there.
And they're all really nice anyway.
It's just a journal, like, so...
Yeah, they're all nice. It's fine. It's all good.
Anyway, I think that's...
I think we've covered everything. Haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to give you some ideas and things of setting intentions and goal setting to make a nice, magical new year.
Yeah. So from us at Witchin' and Bitchin', we'd love to wish you guys a happy solar new year.
Have a happy, happy, happy new year. And also, I would really love to say thank you to all of you, because this is the end of a year. So our first little year. Thank you so much for listening to us. And I'll get all soppy and mushy now, so I can't say anything else.
Okay. No, but in all seriousness, guys, we do honestly, we appreciate all the comments. We appreciate your shares. We appreciate your messages. We appreciate everything about you guys. Because in all honesty, like, I mean, to date, I'm going to quickly check. So this is obviously we've recorded this on the 18th of December.
Yeah.
We haven't even hit the end mark yet. So, but to date, we know by looking at our app that we have entertained about 2,500 listeners to date.
Which is amazing. Like, seriously, I just thought, like, the two of us chatting, like, that's awesome for us, because I love getting to chat with you, but it's just always still just blows my mind, and I'm so thankful that other people enjoy it, like, enjoy listening to us and wanting to hear from us and things like that. So
if there's, like,
please let us know.
Let's put it out there for 2021.
Yeah.
What episodes or content or guests or, like, just
anything
tell
like
us, because collectively, as the Witchin' and Bitchin' collective, let's manifest that shit.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Serious.
Yes.
Like I still kick myself when I reflect on 2020 and what we've achieved in these, or by the time this one airs, we would have done at least 26 episodes or whatever of the show, roughly, give or take.
And I mean, it's only been in a few months too.
Like, yeah, like literally 3 months we've only
been
3-4
months, yeah.
Yep. So, like, we've had some amazing guests already.
We have, yeah. And it's like, it's so humbling and so amazing, like, to get to talk to so many different people and hear different perspectives and how much that has helped and changed my personal kind of practice and just my way of thinking. It's just amazing and I love it.
Oh, so it's been so, like, I feel like every guest we've had on the show has taught me one more thing. At least one more thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like, obviously more than that, but like,
of
something
course,
that
but
I've
like,
taken
like,
from it and I've implemented it. Like,
yes.
Because,
yeah, definitely.
Like, and it's not saying, oh, well, they're the expert, so I need to listen to them. And that. No, it's just that something that they've said has resonated with me. And I mean, this is a bit sad, but I listen to our podcast a lot. My husband gives
Why
me
not?
Shit. He gives me shit because he's like, are
but
you listening to yourself again?
We're like, allowed to do that. That's from a professional point of view. Well, that's the excuse that I use anyway.
Well, no, in all honesty, like, I do
but
listen to podcasts a lot because I want to reflect on, because, like, a lot of what we
again,
do.
Again, we want to do reflections.
We prepare for each episode, but then during the episode and the recording, I don't know how the fucking information's coming out of my mouth.
No, that's right, because we're just kind of in the flow and doing our thing, so we want to make sure that it's coming out okay.
And it's not until I listen to the episodes do I realize the mistakes that I make. We've had a bit of a laugh. I feel like we should almost make a 2020 bloopers reel of all of the, like, the things that I've said wrong, or because, like,
me trying to pronounce words,
yeah, like, all the words that you mispronounce, all the people, like, I've called our guests by the wrong name. I'm sorry, Temperance. I'm sorry, Temperance. Yes. And also, I called Colin's book the wrong title.
Yeah.
Sorry, Colin.
But it's just because we get so excited and we're so enthralled in the conversation. And I think it's also that it's so good, like, and what it's highlighting is that having conversations with people, especially people that may not always see exactly the same as you or be doing things exactly the same thing as way as you, is so opening and so we have now I can't speak anymore. offers so much growth. Like, I think that's what, and that's a big thing that's missing, I think, a lot in our communities, not just the witch community, but the greater communities, that we just, we need to be having these conversations and just listening to other people, and because we've got so much to learn from each other. And it's just, I've just had the most amazing time so far.
Good. And it's only the start.
And it's only the start, that's right.
Because we've already planned the next month's worth of episodes.
That's it. So let us know whatever else you're looking for. Whatever else.
Because, I mean, look, we can come up with content. Not a problem. But,
but you don't always just want to listen to us waffle on about what we love.
So if you've got a suggestion, let us know. And who knows, we may even invite you on the show.
Yes.
Not that that's a big deal, because it's like, it's just us two. We're not celebrities or anything. It's just
fun. That's right. But it's just fun. It's fun to have somebody on and chat with me. Like we're sitting around on a couch having a chat.
Exactly. Anyway, so so I hope you guys, if you're going to drink, drink responsibly. And if you're drinking, do not drive. Yes. Do the right thing. Let's not end in 2020 with that kind of a disaster.
We don't need any more tragedy or anything like that. Let's start it off in a good foot. So look after yourself and look after those around you.
So on that note, I wish you all a very happy new year.
And, happy new year.
We'll see you in 2021, or see you hear from us, whatever. You'll hear from us in 2021.
Yeah, that's it. Happy New Year. See you in 2021.